Hey, listeners, you are listening to Casualty Friday with your hosts, Felissa Rose, Kane Hodder, and I am Tiffany Shepis. We have not been around in a couple episodes, but that's because of life. Just like all of you, we have a crazy, crazy amount of things going on, just like pandemic, movies, conventions, and then just ordinary, absolute crazy life shit. Like Kane Hodder. Kane, you're looking pretty good these days. What is happening?
I'm pretty good these days. Well, I don't know.
I said you're looking good.
No, she said you're looking good.
Oh, all right. Fine. Thank you.
What's your secret, Kate?
Yeah. What is the secret?
I'm actually
hotter than ever.
No, I'm deceased. I have been for a couple years now.
You're actually dead. Oh, I mean, I can see the grayness in your face, like a little bit of a like a ghost. Watch.
I quit this show. I'm done.
Don't worry. Our listeners quit ages ago.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
We just do Someone this for our own entertainment. But
to be honest,
did
I feel like we won an award. We won a snobby, you guys, which
I saw that Jimmy Starr won best podcast as well for the snobby award.
Oh, wait. Someone else won the same award?
Well, that sucks.
Wait, that's not fair.
No.
We should have those people on because that's bullshit. They said we won, and we actually have a trophy coming, you guys. Whatever. I don't care. Fuck Jimmy Starr. I don't,
Let's go back to the amazing Kane and how physically fit he looks.
Yeah, Kane, you look really good. It must be the garage lighting that you
Yeah, so doing. I'm back in the shelter, as I call it. And you know, I had my eye surgery, a couple weeks ago and everything is great. I say eye surgery because it sounds less old than cataract.
It's LASIK. Cataract it's like surgery. LASIK.
No, it's not LASIK. It's cataracts. It's a different thing.
It's a fucking cataract surgery. God damn it.
I don't even know
man.
What is, explain that. What is cataract?
But also explain to us in detail how they do it. Cause it's sort of gross.
Look, I have glasses too.
All I can say is when you have a cataract, it's a growth of some type goes over your eye and that eye is all cloudy.
It's like a film,
like a cat,
right?
Right.
Like a kitty like cat?
A what?
Yes, a that's cat. Why they call it cataract.
Cataract.
It's not cataract. The cat attack.
I'm always having to correct you people. But it's like you're looking through a filmy thing and you can never see properly until they take care of it. You're awake the whole time. The procedure takes 15 minutes and I don't know exactly what they do, but they get rid of it and there's no pain involved at all. And
so
can you see perfectly now?
Huh?
Can you see perfectly now?
Almost perfectly. Yeah. I'm back to 20/30 now and no reading glasses or anything. And it's just,
Need it
now. I want to know how, like, did they give, I know you told me this, that they gave you like the Twilight kind of, you know, that the happy juice. Did you have any like truth serum talk to the, like the doctors?
He said he's madly in love with you.
That's just not a lie. That's everyone knows that,
you know, now, about a year and a half ago, I had a surgery, which, you know, oh man.
Hemorrhoids? Was it a hemorrhoid surgery?
No, I had the penis shortening surgery that I've needed so long. No,
I'm dead.
I had something that neither one of you would relate to, but my throat had constricted.
And you definitely need that.
Uh-huh. And I had some trouble swallowing. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hang on, I need one.
And as we all know, he needs that for those conventions. It's on his special
money.
Wait, special skills list.
Anyway, on that surgery, I had some general anesthetic. So Susan was just telling this story the other day, my wife, that after the surgery was done. It was a minor procedure, but because it's my throat, they had to put me out. And she walks into the recovery room and I'm standing there in my ripped underwear because I didn't want to wear good clothing to a surgery with slippers on, asking for apple juice. Where's the apple juice?
Wait, can you, like, fans out there imagine, like, you know, you're an x-ray tech and you're working at like Providence Hospital and you walk in to Kane Hodder
in my ripped underwear saying, where's the apple juice? I need apple juice.
After his throat,
not drink anything for so long.
His throat enlarging surgery. That's amazing.
Can we get photos? Is there any photo available?
This is like truly stars. They're just like us.
But on this surgery, since I wasn't put out, I didn't do anything funny with the anesthetic, but in my humorous way during the surgery, I said a couple things to the doctor, which I thought were pretty funny, and he ended up laughing, but you know, he's doing the surgery on my eye, very meticulous surgery. And I said to him, hey, doc, why do you have your finger in my butt? Which he didn't, of course, but I thought, and I could see him moving by laughing.
Yeah, so stupid.
I can't believe he had his hands with a needle in your eye and you're talking about his finger in your ass. You are... just too much.
Well, you know, a boy can dream, Felissa. A boy can dream. But I also like that whole Kane says in his humorous way. Like, when are you ever have a humorous way? Why doesn't it show up here?
Because I'm not right.
It's comedy.
And I also asked him if he had farted. Surgery, just, you know.
I'm surprised you didn't bring one of your fart bombs.
Yeah,
that would have been terrible. Ew. So Max, our little guy, he had to get tubes put in his ears, and they give you, you know, drugs obviously for that. They put him under, and they gave him like a little Twilight, and I think like a little nitrous, like just to chill him out right beforehand. And he's sitting there lying in bed, and he's in his little gown, and all of a sudden I see his little thing kind of like shoots up in his little gown. And I'm like, that's really weird. Like, and he goes, and he touched it and was like, kind of laughing. I'm like taking his hand like nonchalantly, like, no, ha ha ha. Like he was little, he was like 5 years old. So it's clearly not a thing, but I think whatever the drugs made that happened.
He
popped a thing, but I'm like mortified that like the nurse or the doctor is going to see it. And so I'm like covering it with the pillow. And of course, then he thinks it's funny. And he's like grabbing it. And then I'm like, oh my God, is it because like the doctor's hot? Like she was like a hot blonde, you know? And I'm like,
that's funny.
Can you do me a favor, Tiff? Can you find out the name of that medication, please?
Yeah, they mistakenly gave him Viagra.
Bianca just had surgery and thankfully it went really well. You know, she's like going down in medical history. She had the biggest cyst like ever seen. It's not even called big. They called it giant. It was like the size of a football on her spleen.
Jesus.
No.
She was in surgery for 3.5 hours, terrifying. But when she came out, she was under anesthesia and she was so bitchy. I was like, hi. She's like, what? I was like, are you good? Like, you know, she's like, get me ice chips now.
Where's the apple juice?
Apple juice. It was, but it cracked me up so much because I knew it was the anesthesia, but it was funny too. I love seeing how people behave when they're
It's funny. Mia, when she had like her tonsils out, same thing, was like a total bitch. Like straight up was like, you did this to me. You. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't give you bad. Like, I guess I did genetically give you bad tonsils, but I didn't do this. So boys, you know, get excited, want apple juice and pop a boner, and girls
get really mean and bitchy. It sounds about right.
What a surprise. What a surprise that the females get bitchy.
That's funny.
You know,
that's
let's fun. Just delete Kane. Get us that guy who says the funny jokes. So life, man, this has been just so, as you guys know, my mom decided just to get cancer. And she's doing fine. She has developed a very, very insatiable hunger for weed gummies. So that's kind
that's
of awesome.
Great.
It brings up her appetite. It, I guess chemo, which I have not ever gone through, thankfully, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners have, they say takes away all of your taste. Like just nothing tastes good at all. Almost like people say with COVID that just things taste funny. Even water tastes funny. So the weed gummies, apparently it's like, they taste awesome. And she's got like, almost like a teenage dude is like, gets the munchies, like wants, you know, give me some of those chips, add some cheese to it, add this to it. And you're like, thank God. Cause she was losing so much weight. So, there is the massive perk to living in California that our weed is legal and you could just go into any shop and buy all
that's
types of so flavored
great
things
here though, that she's, you know, because it's a momentum. Like when she's feeling good, she'll feel better. She gets appetite, gains weight. It's like the life sort of, you know, continues in that positive
way. Exactly. Yeah. Because that's what we've been noticing is just the kind of quality of like, you know, you're just feeling down and you just want to watch TV and you don't really feel like going downstairs, like kind of that like blah, but this just made her feel better, probably takes some of the pain away and makes her feel good. Things are funnier. Like I'm sure she would find Kane hilarious right now. And
wouldn't really.
I mean, only takes drugs.
And you know, it's interesting because I think you've met my oldest buddy from high school.
Steve?
At a convention before.
We love Steve.
Hopefully he doesn't mind me talking about it, but he called me on his birthday and he says, we got to have a shot of whiskey right now because, and I said, oh, because it's your birthday. He said, no. And this is our way of dealing with things. We've always been like this. He goes, we got to have a shot to celebrate because I have cancer.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what? He goes, yeah, diagnosed prostate cancer. He's going to have radiation just last week. He's gonna have radiation and it's because it's early detected, it's probably gonna be no problem with the radiation, but
good.
That's how we've always dealt with serious things.
Yeah.
Like even back to when I got burned, I called him and said, we gotta celebrate, I just got burned and almost died. You know, but that's just how he and I deal with things.
Sure.
We make light of it in a way so that somehow it doesn't seem so serious. It's just our
and
way.
And also so that you don't, like, I think a lot of times in life, and I could speak for myself, my own philosophies and how I look at things. Like I always try to see the silver lining. Like even with my dad passing away, it was like, well, he lived life big. So it's like, just do it. Just, I never took anything too seriously. You know, that was the silver lining, learning from him. And I hope for Steve, I send him so much love and goodness. He's strong. We know he's going to get through it.
Steve's going to do great.
That, I do believe that when something comes your way, and I recently had a falling out with someone who was close to me. And sadly they turned out to be not who I thought they were. And truthfully, a lot of other friends were like, they were using you. And, you know, I could either sink and feel really badly and it could really kind of manifest itself into dis-ease, like in your body, mind, body, and soul. But I choose to say, you know what, I had a good experience with this person and now it's time to move on. And I might not even know what the real reason was that they were in my life, but now the door is open to other greatness. So I think you always have to move on in a good way and not let it get you down, because getting you down does get you literally like down, like low.
Sure.
So you have to keep yourself elevated and happy.
Well, I think there is something to the also, and I think they've proven that, like, you know, the mind over matter of things, like you can will things of yourself, and you can also will negative on yourself and create, you know, more pain and more heartache. And I think that goes the same with a lot of health, not all the time, but I think the positive outlook, you know, my dad, he had lymphoma. They told that guy he had months to live and he was riddled with it. And that fool, because he was like, fuck that, I'm not dying, you know, bring me a steak. And he just flirted with all the nurses and just really, truly was not going to accept that. Lived for like 20 years. And then he didn't die of cancer. He died of just living because he then started drinking and hanging out.
And but so, I do think that is also like, I believe in truthfully, like how you manifest things, like what's going on in your brain is actually the reflection of how you see your life. Sure. So if you do think good things, you know, I mean, obviously there's contrast. People will come into your life and, you know, you can only see dark if you see light, you can only see love if you've seen hate, you know, like obviously that's the typical, but hopefully you can keep yourself in a positive way. Get through these situations as best you can by saying, you know what? I'm stronger for it. It's given me a sense of self. I know just having this sort of situation with this person who was super close to me and realizing they were actually full of shit, kind of a con person. I'm like, okay, well now I know better how to maybe look at other people or proceed with caution in other relationships, you know, other friendships, like having boundaries.
Right. And sometimes that lesson comes at a much bigger expense. Not that your situation was easy, but something could have been much worse for you to learn that same lesson. So you almost like appreciate it in a way that it wasn't great by any means, but
I
learned something from it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what we always talk about all the time. Like, I know we've talked about this tons of times on this show is, you know, the person that you are right now is definitely different than the person you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And that's how it's supposed to be. Like, I remember, you know, somebody had said something to me once, like, oh man, you know, Shep is like, when she got married and shit, she just changed. And I was like, no, douchebag. Like, you get older and you change because you're supposed to. You're supposed to learn stuff and you're supposed to grow and you're supposed to become the better and the best fucking version imaginable when you have grandkids and like they're like, wow, my grandparents are fucking awesome. Not remain the same dickwad you were at 19. Like, that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, if you peaked in high school, that's sad. Just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You always want to grow and you always want to be working towards your full potential. And, you know, I mean, I feel proud that I'm strong. And now if this had happened to me where somebody sort of, you know, screwed me over 10 years ago, I would have been a mess. But now I'm like, you know what? It sucks, but I can learn from it intellectually, emotionally. And now with other friendships, I'll be a little bit more cautious. And you have to be, you know, I mean, I don't know how the two of you feel about like, even in the business, you know, if you feel like sometimes people try to kind of get in with you because they want to get jobs or get, do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily me, but just, I do feel like there is definitely like, it's the industry and it's like, you know, there's definitely forms of taking advantage of people and people that want to be around you for certain things. I mean, you see it at conventions and stuff like that. Like, mine has always been, I think, people that I feel like I helped out early on and then kind of they became something and then they just, there's no remembrance of like, and I feel like I try to remember that, like, oh, so-and-so was really cool to me when, and if I ever can return that favor, you know, and not that you do things for that reason, but it'd be nice that kind of have that recognition of like, oh, wow, somebody really fucking hooked me up when I knew nobody in Los Angeles. And now I'm doing great things, but we'll never
get it.
You know, so that is a form of like, of that.
That's life. That's the cycle of life. That's what you're naturally supposed to be inclined to do. I would hope you have a genuine heart. I want to help everybody. I mean, honestly, I could, but if you fuck someone over, that's just showing
shitty.
That's just bad on you.
But you know where we see it? You know where I see it a lot, which is odd, is, and we call them the trauma suckers, are people that want to be close to Mia and I or our family because of what happened to Mia. And it's strange phenomenon. And we've heard it from other like victims that have had similar stories that people, you know, people that it was interesting. A therapist of Mia said something to her that was kind of funny. She goes, "Oh yeah, I've met about 50 of your best friends," you know? And Mia's like, "Well, who?" And like, you know, kind of would like randomly say names, and like, none of these people were people she even knew. And it's just people that want to throw themselves, you know, I think you see this in other scenarios, like, oh, you know, there was a fight at school. Oh, I was there. I watched it, you know, even though people really necessarily weren't there. It's like people that want to always involve themselves in drama, but they want to involve themselves in trauma. And so I see it with that, like people that are all of a sudden my keyboard best friends. And you're like, I don't know you. You know, yeah. And we don't share the same story and we don't share anything. So
that's just weird. I could imagine it. I've never heard of it, but it makes sense because I think like, I always wonder why there's this celebrity thing about people who are in TV movies. Like, why don't we celebrate teachers and first responders? They're doing things like that are outrageously amazing to save people and help people. Yeah. But it's like, everyone knows, you know, people who are involved in certain things, situations. So everyone wants to be around you to also have that kind of recognition.
And I have run into it so much with the Burns, as far as people, you know, if I'm talking about having been burned, and they'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. I burned this whole arm, you know, 10 years ago, and I look at it and there's no scars at all." And they say, "Yeah, I know exactly how you feel because I went through it too." And I'm like,
it's a strange thing, really,
because I'm not saying your burn was a picnic, but it's nothing like mine. You don't even have any scars as a result. So that means it was very lightly burned. No picnic again, but don't try to say, you know how I feel, when you really don't, because you healed on your own. You didn't need skin grafts and all that shit. And, you know, I know they're just trying to, I hope they're just trying to be sympathetic, but then on the other hand, it feels like they're those, what you're saying, those trauma.
It's a trauma sucker. Like Mia calls them like victim vampires, trauma suckers. Like it's a mental deficiency of somebody that
I was just going to say, it sounds like, you know, something that has to do with needing, like there's a narcissism there.
Yeah.
Needing all the, like, I turn it around on me. It's like, no, don't. That makes me crazy.
Like, I talked to some people like that were, you know, at the school and stuff like that. And they hear it too, you know, from kids, from parents. "Well, my child was right there." And they're like, actually, no, they weren't, you know? And the funny thing is, like Kane, we wouldn't trade this with you in a million years if that's what you need, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't need to get burned. You know, Mia didn't have to have this happen to her. Our lives are not any better at all because this happened. You know, it's so the fact that people would want to have these experiences is very strange. You know,
it's because just, they don't really know what the experience is. So they want it until it comes down to happening and they're like, "Oh God, no,
this is terrible." Like, as you guys know,
you get it and then you realize, no, I never wanted it. So
yeah, it's really strange. Like, I mean, you guys know, and maybe the rest of the world doesn't, but like, you know, we're at a fucking doctor every week, right? Because like, these aren't just things that just happen and then you feel better. Like it's a lifetime of bullshit. So not in the same vein, but yes, the same thing where people want to befriend you for the wrong reasons. But I guess it works out for me because, as you guys know, like, I kind of don't really want to be friends with anybody. Like, I don't have enough time in my life anymore to have new friends. Like, it's all the people I already know. And that's kind of it. Like, this, so,
you know, you we've all dealt with the people that want to be close to us because of what we do for a living or notoriety or whatever, where when I was in Nashville at Ben's show, Full Moon, last month, or this month, actually, I was at the bar and a guy, this is before the convention even started, it was Thursday night, I was having something to eat and drink, and a guy came and sat like three stools down from me, recognized me, said hi, and, you know, that was it. We didn't even talk, and he had something to drink, and then the next day, somebody points out to me that he posted that he sat at the bar with Kane Hodder and had a drink with him. I was like, not exactly. I mean, you said hello, I said hello, and we weren't even together, but, you know.
I mean, that's sort of par for the course, though. Yeah, and that's kind of cute and cool. And it is the one thing we always say at conventions, like, that is the one thing that's great about the community is, you know, he could sit at a bar two stools down from Kane Hodder. Like, that's, it is kind of cool.
I mean, but that's, you know, like you're saying, that's it is standard. And sure, certainly isn't make you angry or anything. But
no, but that's also another
it's
thing.
It's interesting, like, the way it's viewed.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, I wonder if I had video, you know, recorded the you with the guy being on one end, you being there, and then seeing what he wrote, and then kind of asking him, is this what you're talking about? Like, I wonder, there's a disconnect.
Yeah. And
I'm always interested in finding out from people who do tell little white lies, or, you know, if I
exaggerate things. Yeah.
Right? Like, why? Yeah. Why did you have to say that? Just say, I saw Kane Hodder in the bar and we waved to each other. Like, that's what happened. Why can't that be the truth?
And the truth is, probably had dude been like, bro, let me buy you a beer, he would have had a drink with Kane Hodder.
Right.
Yeah, we're very easy, guys. Very easy.
Offer us drinks anytime. We're good.
Offer drinks. Anytime. Offer Felissa and I some hummus and carrots. We're good.
We're good.
Hang out. Best friends for life. Man, so my brother is here visiting to help with my mom and, like, you know, stuff like that, and just kind of juggle everything.
I love the picture of them cooking.
Oh my God. So my brother Peter and Mia made, they took out Snoop Dogg's cookbook and they made chicken and waffles.
It looked so good.
Legit, like, got out the deep fryer, and it was a lot of fun. They were really cute. But, you know, having my brother here is like having another child. So I don't know how helpful it really is.
Where's he from?
Florida.
Oh.
Is he staying for a while?
He's been here like 3 weeks. He's here another 2 weeks, but he might stay. Who knows? But it's been great. But since he's here, we do things a little differently than we normally do. Like, we've been like watching more movies and stuff like that. And so we watched Mortal Kombat the other night, which, if you guys haven't watched.
Wait, the old one or the new one?
New one, dude. It just came out. And No,
I know it did, but I'm a fan of the, you know, original.
Doesn't mean you can't watch a remake. Hello, no, Sleepaway Camp.
I will, but, you know, I'm just partial. I love, it's like any movie. Sometimes the remake is a little interesting.
Well, I
How
mean.
How did you like it? I'll say it like this. I have not heard good things about it.
It's fun. It's fun. It's a gore fest. Like, dude gets like chopped in his head and blood spurts everywhere. And like, it's just
gross.
It's fun.
That's cool.
Ew, that's terrible. I can't watch stuff like that.
I just gagged. Gross. I don't like violence.
I just throw up.
You only gagged because the hole in your throat isn't large enough anymore.
never mind.
Whatever.
You can go there.
Mortal Kombat, lots of fun. But we also started to watch was that Willy's Wonderland. Did you guys hear about that? That was Nick Cage, and he gets like has to be locked in this fucking like a Chuck E. Cheese overnight for 24 hours to like win money or something. And he doesn't speak the whole movie.
Oh.
So have you ever met Nick Cage? You probably have, Kane.
I've worked with him, yeah.
What's he like? Tell us about Nick Cage.
a little bit odd, I from my perspective, but very easy to work with and a very nice guy, I thought.
He seems like he would be a really cool dude. And ever since he made that other movie, he's making weird ass movies. Like, these are weird movies,
I
guys.
I kind of like that premise, though. I kind of like
it. It's cool, but it's really strange.
Was it good?
It's bizarre. It's bizarre. All right, here's the thing. If I were in it, I'd be like, it's the best fucking movie of all time. You guys have to watch this. I wasn't in it, so it was just like, all right, it was really weird. And you almost wonder, like, how did they figure this out? How did they write this weird script? Tell Nick Cage, you're not going to talk.
Ever?
And no.
Wow. Like, that sounds very intriguing.
You guys have to watch it. It's very strange.
Now,
Is it riveting? Does it hold you? I mean, what?
Yes, totally does.
Huh.
Yes. It's weird. You just got to watch it.
I'm confused. You're almost as cryptic as the freaking movie. Like, what?
I want to maybe be in the sequel, Felissa. Read the room.
I'm sure. I got it.
What about the worldwide phenomenon that I binge watched with Susan because she heard good things about it? Money Heist.
What's
you
that?
Know anything about it?
No.
You have to research it. It's a movie that's all in Spanish. You have to read subtitles.
It's a
mini series, and it's about big robberies. I'm not explaining it very well at all, but it's an unbelievable worldwide phenomenon. So many countries are watching this thing subtitled all over the world.
Is it scripted or is it real? Like what?
No, it's scripted.
Okay. And it's called Money Heist.
All the actors are huge global stars now because of the show. It's you have to research it. It's
what's it on?
Unbelievable. Huh?
What's it on? What channel? What show? What network?
Netflix.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, we watch it.
So I'm really into docs. Since now we're just throwing it. I just watched the doc on Bikram yoga about.
Oh, that shit was weird. That was crazy.
Was wild. I have this great. I don't know what it is. Adoration for the stories about people who are so successful. I mean, truthfully, they must be the most charismatic and interesting, intelligent human beings who just millions of people follow them. Have you heard about this game?
No, but I don't know if that's true that like you have to be all that charismatic. I think you just have to find the fucking weirdo followers. No, like some of these cult leaders, we've talked about this on the last episode. They're not like so amazing. They're just find really weak, weird, sad, vulnerable people.
But I think they have to have some kind of compelling personality traits for people. Yeah, I do.
100%. Because this is the thing.
I don't think
when you're like this incredibly, well, I mean, he certainly was somewhat of an enigma, right? So, and he's very gregarious and he's so confident and self-assured that people want a piece of that. It's kind of what you're talking about. People want a piece of your trauma. People want a piece of, you know, celebrities. It's that lure of like, I don't know what is so compelling. I have to get in there and become a part of it. You have to be charismatic to get the millions and millions of people to kind of live under your wing.
I can agree with you what you just said about the confidence. And I don't know if that crosses over to charismatic for me, because charismatic to me means like, just kind of bigger than life and like exciting.
He
and
was.
Compelling.
You didn't think
that,
he was?
Oh no, I thought that guy was, but I don't know if all like cult leaders are. Like, I don't think Manson seemed charismatic. I think he just seemed confident and weird.
I think the women thought he was like a dirty bad boy, like kind of rock and roll. No?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's just.
Same? Don't you think Manson was considered like that long haired, like, like dirty women. Don't, love
weren't
that.
Lots of dudes like that back then?
Yes. Yeah. There. Yeah. Hmm. I guess because we never really experienced how he got people to follow him.
Yeah.
You know, directly, there had to be some charisma or something in there.
There's a sex appeal. It has a lot to do with sex appeal. And to me, you equate sex appeal with a charisma. There's a certain something. You know, when people look, when Kane walks into a room.
I'm not even joking. Don't overdo it.
I'm actually not joking. Hold on. Let me finish my point. It is true because I've thought about it a lot.
Of course you have.
I've thought about a lot being at conventions. I read the room. I observe. As much as everybody thinks I'm like, I'm watching what's going on around me. When he walks into a room, every person stops and stares at him. Ooh. And they're like mesmerized. You know that. There is a certain thing that's genetically innate. That's somebody's born. You can't create sex appeal. You either have it or you don't. I can agree with that.
I also think, though, Kane walks into a room and does things to make people look at him, like smashes somebody's table and throws a picture and smashes.
I'm just talking about his presence. I'm not talking about like a physical, you know, something or other. I'm talking about like his actual presence. Like, because I've been in the room with some people who are like, you know, pretty high up celebrities. And I'm like, wow, really? They're just really good at their craft, but they don't walk into a room and they have that sort of effervescent, magical, like something that's intangible.
No, I agree. And I think there's definitely an energy that I think a lot of celebrities have. That have that, where you just can't help but kind of look at them. And it's not because they're so gorgeous or anything. It's just there's a thing that somebody has.
I'm going to start a cult then.
I was going to say, I'll be your number one follower.
Okay. Well, we'll call it, what should we call it? Hotter's Hoes?
I just like the hotter.
The ho-hos.
I like the hotters.
Ho-hos. I love ho-hos.
I think I'm going to start like the opposite cult. Like the one that's like, I don't know, trying to kill you guys or like stop you.
That's okay. You can try.
Be something to do. I don't know. It's been all this last couple years have all been a shit show. I think we're coming out of it though. How do you guys feel about the convention scene now? Is it getting easier to go to, like, now that people are like vaccinated and do you see things like kind of opening up more, or is it still very close?
I see it opening up a lot. Even at Full Moon in Nashville, we still had to wear masks and everybody had to wear a mask. Nobody really cared. It seemed like they were just happy to have a show going on again and be back in the swing of what they love and stuff. And everybody seemed to have a great time. And I think it's back on the road to becoming standard again. I have I think 19 conventions scheduled between now and December.
Dang.
I don't know how
I'm about the same. I mean, I think I probably have somewhere around 15 or so.
I've got like 5. So I'm going to
just start. And we're going to be with you. And guess what? We're taking Casualty Friday on the road.
So that is the plan. I was going to talk about that with you guys next, that we have season 3 coming up very soon. We only have a couple episodes left of this season. And we have asked fans to shout out some cities that maybe they're at, or maybe that we're going to be at, and that we can kind of meet them and go see some of their most haunted places, their most famous places. And we've gotten some interesting ones. Recently, I got Jacksonville, Florida, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, somebody in Missouri.
We're all going to be in Pittsburgh. I'll be there a couple of times.
We're going to be in Pittsburgh. I don't know if Kane's going to be in Pittsburgh.
When? What is that one?
For Horror Realm.
I don't remember.
Kane, are you going to Steel City?
No.
Oh, okay.
Uh-uh.
That's in June.
I don't think I'm doing Horror Realm either.
Why?
When is it?
I don't know. I think it's November.
Huh. I'll check into it because I've done it before. I like the show.
All right, we'll do it, and then we can maybe do, well, because that's too far for season three, but maybe be a finale of that season. But we want to come to your guys' city, and we want to do a live show from there, because I don't know if Kwajalein is going to be in our Casualty Friday budget to go to.
Going to Castaic isn't in our budget.
Yeah, this is true. It might be for Felissa and I, but not you.
That's funny.
You know, we didn't talk much about anything horrific or horror movies or anything really all that interesting except for life. And I mean, I guess those of you who listen kind of hopefully can find a little bit of what we talk about in what you're going through day to day. And hopefully not all just the shitty things like, you know, our buddy Steve's going through, which I will put him in my healing thoughts to get better and get through it, because we have lots more
to his cancer. That's what we do.
Yep.
Post it and say thank you. That's how we approach things. So
All right, then we will toast his cancer and say thank you, and hope he ditches it so we can drink more with him at conventions in the near future.
Yep.
But
we love you guys, and always look for the positive, because no matter what is presented to you in your life, there's always something that needs to reveal itself that's in your life for a purpose, and you can gain strength and goodness, and it's actually a really good thing.
And on that, see you next time.
We love you.
See ya.